Okay, hi guys, good morning. Yes, it's morning here and I'm recording in the morning. So you're welcome to Onije's devotional, and I'm still Ikumeze Sophia, your favorite Onije, a woman on assignment. And on today's podcast, we will be looking at the third episode of Walking on Waters. It's been an amazing journey, I believe. For me personally, it's been an encounter, it's been a defining moment, you know, still talking on Walking on Waters. And for every time I go back to this podcast, I play them, I am blessed afresh. It's like new light every day. So peradventure, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, don't worry, you can always scroll down to the previous podcast where you will find the first episode and the second episode. Well, our anchor scripture is from Matthew, where Peter had to walk on water. It's a very popular scripture that we all know. You know, when they saw Jesus on the waters and they were like scared, is this a ghost, is this Jesus? And Peter, as daring as he is, was like, okay Jesus, if you're the one, bid me to come. And Jesus was like, okay, come. And then Peter stepped out of the boat. So today we're going to be looking at that verse of the scripture where the Bible says, and as soon as Peter stepped out of the boat into the water, he saw you know, he saw the wind, he saw the storms, he saw the waves, he saw. And then he became scared. He lost it there. You know, what he saw, his eyes couldn't believe them. You know, he became human again. Human reasoning set in and Peter started sinking. And that was when he cried out to Jesus for help. Peter saw. You know, in this journey, definitely every one of us, there will be moments that would invite us to walk on water. That's how funny it is that we almost encounter moments in our life, in this journey of purpose, journey of life, in your assignment, in whatever you're doing, there will be moments where you have to walk on waters, because it's not familiar to you. It's something new. But then, like I said in our previous episodes, walking on water is a journey of faith, where instead of you to sink, your faith will rise. It's a journey of faith because you can't even see the depth of the water. You don't know how deep this water is, but what you know is, I'm going to walk on this water because someone has asked me to come. A word has gone ahead of me. So Peter saw. Now the question I'm asking you today is, what can you see? What are you seeing? As you journey through purpose, fulfilling your assignment, taking steps closer to your goal, what do you see? What you see in this journey determines how the rest of the journey will be for you. Peter didn't continue with this. It would have been a mind-blowing moment for Peter if he had kept his gaze and his focus on Jesus. Peter would have walked, and you know, he would have broken that record as the second man to walk on water. Like, it would have been an encounter, a life-changing encounter for Peter that he walked on water. Probably he would have been a man of faith. You understand? It would have been added to his profile that, oh my God, Peter is a man of daring faith. He walked on the water. Let me just say, like Hebrew, Peter, who through faith walked on waters. But you know, because of what he saw, Peter being human, just as you and I, what he saw was what, you know, anyone losing his faith, was what anyone, you know, shaking. Peter saw the waves, he saw the storm. And that moment, fear came in. He started reasoning, guy, you are on waters. And I know Peter is a fisherman, so he would know, okay, I think here I'm getting to the deep part of the water. You know, his heart started racing. I'm about to sink. Oh my God, I'm sinking. I can't even feel my legs. I can't even feel the ground. Oh my God, the water is rising. I feel like I'm losing it. Peter started sinking and he reached out to God. And then that was how Jesus, you know, came to him. Now, what are you seeing as you journey? Are you seeing the disappointment, your inconsistencies, your fears, your insecurity, the past mistakes you've made, the uncertainties, men's opinion about you? What is your focus? What are you seeing? What can you see? God has asked you to start something and you've started it. And all of a sudden, all you can see is, I'm not making sales. this business was laid in my heart. I prayed about it. I received a go ahead. But ever since I started, people are not even patronizing. I put out my content on Facebook. I don't even get up to 10 person reacting. People are not seeing. But I don't think I can continue anymore. Is that all you're seeing? Can't you see the one who called you as he has gone ahead, standing right there in front of you, so you can put your gaze and you can always reach out when it looks as though you're about to sink? Can't you see the one who has gone ahead of you? I remember when I started my blog. I started this blog in 2020. I prayed about it. I had this conviction to start this blog. You know, I started blogging. And that was the first time I went into writing because I didn't even know I could write. And you know, I met my pastor, Pastor Eno. She prayed for me. She encouraged me to go for it. Go for this blogging. You will do well. You know, my mentor were like, oh yeah. My mentor was like, okay, yes, go for it. You're going to do well. I started. I did my setup. I was so excited to, you know, launch into the deep. I started this blog. I blogged for like 3 weeks or 4 weeks, and that was the end. Why? Because I'll check my statistics. People are no longer going to my blog. In the beginning, all my friends were excited. You know that moment when you start something new and your friends are like, go girl. And I'm checking, I'm having like 30 likes, I'm getting comments, and they are all from my friends. At some point, your friends will really get tired of, not like get tired of supporting, but then reality will set in and they will all just like, just there. I'll check, I'm having like 5 likes. I wasn't having my audience. Even when I put it out on Facebook, people don't really like react to it. I was discouraged. I stopped blogging. I completely stopped blogging. It was like a year. Someone walked up to me in church and was like, Sophie, what happened to your blog? And this is like a well-respected, well-known pastor in my church. And I'm like, God, sir, you know about my blog? He was like, yes, I followed. I subscribed. I've been following it secretly. I'm like, sir, I was discouraged. People are not following. I'm not getting feedback. And you know, I wanted to play the whole game of, okay, let me see if I stay away for 2 weeks, if someone will tell me, Sophie, we missed your blog. And I stayed 2 weeks. 2 weeks into that months entering almost a year, nobody reached out to me like, oh Sophie, we've missed your blog. I felt my blog is not blessing anyone, because if it's making impact, someone will meet me for it. He said no, that there are people who are really watching. There are people who are following Sophie. There are people who are just waiting to see what is she up to. That most people that started didn't start big. That through the discouragement, they pressed until they got to the level. It's all about consistency. The tiny drops making the big ocean. It made sense to me, and I felt really bad for stopping the blog. I felt so bad. And also, I even remember like last week when I was even praying, you know, God was like, we were just discussing about the assignments, talking about purpose, like having my review with God. I was like, God, this is it. And I'm like, see, these are reasons why I can't even push through with all these things you're showing me. I mean, look at my weaknesses, look at my struggles, look at my inadequacies. I can't even do this. I'm not even fit. Of all the persons, God, I can't do this. You know, it was just like Moses telling God, I'm a stammerer. This is all Moses can see. He's seeing the stammering part of him. He's seeing his inadequacies, his tendencies. And God was like, Sophie, look past this, keep moving. Look past these struggles. Just ignore them, keep moving. And as human, most times it's hard to ignore these things because, I mean, we are humans. Most times our emotions are attached to these things. I'm like, God, can't you see? I don't even have the money. And he's saying, look past that. Keep journeying. Keep pressing. Just keep coming. Can't you see that I'm standing right here in front of you with my hands ready to pull you out? You can't sink. Sophie, be coming. Just be moving. Just keep taking that step. And I'm like, God, I can't. Can't you see? I know many of us, we are at that point in our life where it's as though, God, can't you see? I'm a stammerer. God, can't you see? I don't have the money. God, can't you see? I'm not from a rich home. I had that issue. God, family background can be limiting. My dad is in debt. The money is not there. How will I even birth this? How will I even do this? And God is like, just do it. Just keep moving. You don't know how strong or how big or how far you can go until you just take that step. Shut down. Ignore the noise. Ignore the things you are seeing. See, your business may not be thriving just the way God has shown you. But God, you showed me nations. God, you showed me nations, but I only just have 2 customers. I've been on 3. I've done everything. I've done my business branding. I've read books. I've put in the effort, but God, I've prayed. I've sowed seeds. I've met pastors. God, I've done a lot. And it's like, this is your season of walking on water. Keep walking. You will get there. You will get to that deep where Jesus is standing, and you will look back at the storms and you will smile that, wow, how did I even get here? God, I don't have a sponsor, but you're asking me to go to school. You're showing me that I will go to school. How would it even happen? It happened with me. Someone should even tell me that, Sophie, you will go to the university, you will graduate. I would never believe it, because when I bought my JAMB form, I applied for the university. The money wasn't there. There was no hope. I just said, let me just do it, because my parents asked me to buy the JAMB. Let for me, I won't. I just want to like maybe go to the market, start a job, or like learn a skill. But I walked on that water. Even when it's time for a new session was getting close, my heart would be skipping, because I mean, where do I get the money? Who do we even call? I don't have uncles. I don't have anybody. But I can tell you that the 5 years I went to school, God used people that are not even family, people I least expected, to see me through in school. I went through my university days, 5 years in school, plus even my extra 1 year. I went through those years in school without owing my school a dime, or even taking a loan or borrowing from anyone. God saw me through. The one who called me to walk on that water, he knew that, see, there's an assignment for you in this state. You need to be in this state. You need to go to school in this state. Sophie, I have something for you there. The one who called me to walk on that water, despite my sins, despite my mistakes, my foolishness, he saw me through. So, child of God, today's podcast, I just want to encourage you to look past what you are seeing. As you journey, set your face like a flint to the one who has called you, knowing that you will not be ashamed, you will not be confounded. He will help you. It may not look like it. Even if it's 1 month to your big launch or anything, and it's not looking like it, just keep walking. Ignore the voices, ignore the discouragement. Your friends may come, your parents may come to tell you, are you sure? It's 3 days to this wedding, it's 1 month to this wedding, but it's not looking like it. Are you sure? Just smile and look up to the one who has called you, knowing that, see, this guy has called me to walk on this water. I mean, he will not allow me sink. Even if it's an hour, I know a God who does things when you least expected it. The 11th hour, when it looks as though all hope is gone, that's when he just loves to show up. Child of God, keep walking. What can you see? I want you from today to change what you see. Even if the sales are not coming, even if it's just not working, even if it's not happening, even if there are struggles, even if your prayer life does not look like the things he has shown you, even if you struggle to stay consistent at least 2 days in a week to pray, even if your prayer life is once in a month and he's asking you, see, I'm going to use you for the nations. Don't be like Moses. Don't be like Peter. It's okay to even think like them, but don't allow the things you see to be your limitations. When you see all of those, still look in front and look at the one who has called and said, if you've called me, I know through this prayerlessness you're going to help me. I know through my inconsistency you're going to help me. I know through my stubbornness, through my character issues, you're going to help me. Through my inadequacies, God, my insecurities, you see this work, you're going to help me. As you are journeying, keep saying, Lord, help me. Through it all, I am scared, I'm not sure, but God, I have set my face like a flint. I know you're going to help me. Wow. I don't know if you've been blessed by this podcast, but I'm really praying for us today in the name of Jesus, that God will strengthen our hearts as we take steps in the water, that God will strengthen our faith, that no matter what you see, let the one who has called you, let his voice, let his love be louder than the things you are seeing around you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you so much, Onyeje. Thank you for everyone who has been sharing this podcast. I say a very big thank you. God bless you. Keep sharing this word, keep sharing God's power, keep sharing God's love. Just keep sharing the podcast. You know, we don't even know who we are helping in his or her journey. Thank you so much. And until next week, have a blessed weekend. Amen. Bye.